Hey there, outliers. I'm joined once again by Anthony Raymond, and we're going to spend some time like getting to how he can just get into how he experiences life as an outlier. And we're going to just make it real with something that's coming in his world and go from there. So if you haven't yet, make sure to check out the first part of our conversation where we explored everything from what like publishing and his whole background. It's an amazing conversation. Go and do that. We're now jumping into really just being in service and playing from that place right now, right? Anthony, this work for you? You down to play for a bit?
I am down.
All right,
Absolutely.
awesome. So like something you should know here, it's like no matter what happens, we don't have to air this. Like we can. I'm just here for you, you know.
Perfect.
And we'll play for as long as we play, and we'll take it from there. All right.
It sounds good to me.
My ask is this. I'm gonna hide nothing and hold nothing back. Are you good with that?
I'm good with that.
Okay.
Same
And I'm
here.
here to and I'm here to serve you rather than please you. Are you good with that?
I am good with that. Perfect.
And then the third thing is that I have a track record of having life-changing, if not world-changing conversations. It changes your world, not the world, but you know, it
Yes.
ripples out. Are you good with this being at least a life-changing conversation?
I hope so. Yes, I
Yeah.
am. Yes.
All right. Then thank you for trusting me here. My question for you is, what would make this a life-changing conversation for you? If you left this conversation and something had like shifted, what would make this a life-changing conversation?
I think for me, and you're asking just for me,
That's for you.
right?
This is all you. I made an intro, but this is just, it's just you and I.
Yeah. You know, we there are times in doing this, not this, but this,
Yeah.
the way I've set up my life with business and work, where it can be, for lack of a better word, lonely. Sometimes it is that whole, it's just me against the world kind of thing. It's nice to meet someone where we're having a conversation and there's a similarity in just language and thoughts and feelings, and so that changes a lot for me in a worldview sense. Because it's one thing to watch a movie or read an interview, because there are doubts about, from where those things are coming. But this is, real. We're two human beings, short of, literal pr pressing palms, we're two human beings. And it's one thing to get a certain amount of, confirmation from, say, friends and family. Because, of course, a lot of times, sometimes I'm not saying you hide things from them, but a lot of things just don't come up. You don't meet with friends. It's not like you're talking about your business, sometimes, but it's talking about things like this, it just opens up the fact that, oh, there it is a big real world, which is a lot different, because a lot of times we I'm not gonna say we react, well, a lot of people do, and a lot of times we do, but we react to those, the shibboleths of the world, which, those fears and those shadows, those trepidations, real or not, within us. But then we also just react to those, they're not the bad sides, but just, our perceptions of the world. So it's not the real world. And that's good to know. That opens up a great worldview and expands my worldview and expands the possibilities internally and mentally for me. So that's a big thing. Said it's easy to lose oneself in work, not necessarily because I'm producing a good thing, but because I'm receding from, a world thing, that whole hermit in a cave kind of thing. It's like, is it's Are you going there really to better yourself, or are you going there to hide from yourself? I see this earlier in the previous portion. I said, I sometimes recommend to people not to read so many books because, are you using those books as an escape? Are you using those books, to avoid the work, to because for whatever reason, lack of courage or lack of confidence, whatever. Same thing with doing things like this and having conversations like that. It's forging a connection with another person that really, makes it grow rather than not, if that makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense to me. It makes a lot of sense to me. I spent all 2023 like writing the book, coming up with systems around it, coming up like thinking I need to change everything up. And I got to 2024 and I was like, oh, it's the same thing. I was actually doing all the right things. I just wasn't doing it enough, and I didn't like give myself the time to build more around it. Like go back out there and start meeting people again. Go out and be a part of the real world again, rather than what's in your head. You talked about escape and avoiding. I'm curious for you, like right now, as like if this conversation was a bit of like a door, a crack in the door, right? Like if you're gonna like just open that door fully and just like see what's on the other side, like what's missing for you, or what part, like what's the part that you would like feel like, hey, this is either what I've been avoiding or what I've been like wanting to do now that the door of like just being back out there or being in connection with people has opened up again. But what comes to mind for you?
Quite a bit. It's for a couple of reasons, it's very easy for me to not go through that door. For starters, I'm not lifestyles of the rich and famous, but I have a pretty darn good life. My daily patterns and habits and pretty good. When you have that level of comfort, contentment, maybe not quite that, but think of words along those lines. Any variable you bring into that, God, it could dislodge everything. And I'm not talking about, hey, losing everything, but it's just, oh, good grief. Do I want to go do that? And then you find out afterwards. I mean, it's like, God, so many times, maybe you've experienced this, but man, the thing I didn't want to do ended up being either the most fun or the most profitable or the most, the greatest thing in the world. Rarely were those things, actually, never was it disastrous. Rarely was it even just, okay, it was a bad time, but hey, we'll live. It's, a bad meal or, a bad interaction. It's like, okay, you have those anywhere. But a lot of times it was like, more often than not, it was like, wow, that was great. So going through that door is, and much like you, it's like, yeah, 2024 seems to be that year for whatever reason, where it's to want to go out there and expand more and experience more and meet more and people and do more with people. Yeah, for a lot of reasons. And it's again, like I said, I'm someone who likes to work alone, though realizing that I can't do it all on my own. And like I said earlier, it is all about the people. In those situations where I work with people, man, it's God, we created some great things and still a lot more on the way. And it's finding those great people. And it's something I'm probably not the best at, but I hope to one day be the best at it.
Well, this is something that feels like really true, because it's like when in your presence, there's a lot of goodness that comes back on with
Oh,
you.
thank you.
Yeah, so I'll do this here. We're going to wrap up for today. This was the pretty short part of this part here. But I want to say thank you for like putting yourself like allowing yourself to like be in to be served.
Thank you.
In this case, what's running through me is A, when you're talking, I was like, oh, part of the service has already happened, like to have had the experience of being back, like of cracking open a door, of being in this, and knowing that like there are diverse, there are people like me and you that are looking for this right now,
Yes.
you know. And I'll be curious about how you can, like, even with the authors that you help get published, like I'm wondering how you can help them also like come together and experience that real world. But what I'm feeling right now is, if you're good with it, I want to keep inviting you because I'm going out now.
Sure. Oh,
I just
good.
wanted to
Let's
keep
go.
inviting you. I love to get you in
I am
front of
here for
people.
you. Yes, let
Yeah.
me know.
And when I do that, I like to do it for you in a sense too. Like, and what I mean by that is like, I think you're cool, you know? And I,
Thanks.
yeah, I'm like, I think people in my world and the real world will like benefit from being around you. And I think you have like cool ideas. Like, and I like, honestly, I would love to like just keep workshopping and playing with that.
Let's
So,
do it. I agree. Let's do it.
all right. So we'll wrap up here for today. Biggest insight from any part of our conversation today at all? What was your biggest insight, your biggest takeaway for yourself?
I will admit something right here. I'm not going to say the biggest, because a lot of times it's like saying, "What's your favorite movie?" It's like, depends on the day, depends what I want. So here's a list. Here, it might not be the biggest, but again, it's a couple of my takeaways here is, again, you are a great guy. You're a good host. This is fantastic. I don't know if I've ever had an interview like this. I've done a few, not hundreds or thousands, but a few. And this is by far one of the best, one of the most interesting. So thank you. Thank you. I think that going forward, it's making me think, like you said, you keep saying, like, I'm here to serve you. Like, yeah, how I could better serve my authors, my audience, my clients, my readers. And while, it's easy to get caught in that trap of thinking, like, okay, got to do a business and blah blah blah, but to think about, okay, yeah, how can I serve? And we've talked about that, but how you phrase it here, with an earnestness that's most admirable, and it's something I want to take away and copy and really find ways like you do to implement that, and so it's giving me a lot of food for thought, and so that's why what I'm saying is probably a bit jumbled, because it's a lot of thoughts going through my head. So I do want to take that away, and I that's a great insight that I got from this. So thank you. And I hope I can do it justice. It's like I just that'd be a tale for our next interview,
For next
but
conversation, but yeah, Anthony, I receive that. Thank you very much. It's interesting because I used to. I tell people, I'm like, when I do this part, I'm not here to get like, wow, huge transformation and all that stuff. I'm like, I just want to create some time where we get to just focus on you and like move towards
that's
something. And
beautiful. Absolutely.
you know, and that part where you're like, hey, look, like I'm like, there's new pathways. I'm thinking about things a little bit differently, so on and so forth. That's it, because like you've created so much already that like just to continue to expand on top of decades of being in this work, like you put earlier, it's like to still have possibility to still be thinking about things. And like, you know, I'm imagining a client or like, you know, someone who you publish is getting a call from you and just being like, so what's happening? Like, you know, like there's just different things that are playing out. So I would love to continue our conversation right
Me
now.
too.
We'll end for today. If you're cool with it, I'd love to follow up with you in a bit and just like get a quick update as to how things are going and how you implemented
Absolutely.
that
I would
as
love
the
it.
thoughts come together. Sound
I'd
good?
love it. Absolutely. Without a
Awesome.
doubt.
Awesome. All right, then. Well, I really appreciate you. Thank you so much, Anthony.
Thank you. Thank you.